Kids, adults, anyone, you are so welcome to come back down the front, sit on the mats, on the beanbags, get comfy. You can stay here for the rest of the service. If you already have an activity sheet, bring it down. Otherwise, I've put some activity sheets, some pens, some clipboards at the front, because these activity sheets are for everyone, for all ages and stages. And on it are some questions that you can only answer through listening to the sermon. And if you come up to me during morning tea and you show me your completed activity sheet, I have a prize for you. Now, there's a question on there, one of the questions to try and pay attention as you're listening to the sermon is, how many times did Anna say the word steal? Now, not stealing, not stole, but steal. And those two counted. So we're already at two. The word steal. The kind, oh, I understand what you're asking now. You will find out as you listen. Good morning, everyone. We don't have a kid spot today, but we do have a sermon for all ages and stages. I am very excited to share with you this morning as we continue our sermon series through the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments help us to love God and to love others. We're up to the eighth commandment today, but before we start talking about the eighth commandment, I was wondering if everyone here could help us all remember the first seven that we have been learning, because we've been learning all of the commandments together and also some actions for the commandments. So does anyone reckon they can remember what the first commandment is? Yeah, yell it out. Esther? That's right, no other gods, because there's only one God. What about the second commandment? Ellie? Ooh, close. Davey? Less close. The second commandment, this is the action. Can anyone remember? No idols, that's right. The third commandment, don't misuse God's name. And the fourth commandment, does anyone reckon they can remember what the fourth commandment is? Sophie? That's right, remember the Sabbath day. The fifth commandment, which we learned a new action for last week. Esther? That's right, honor your father and your mother. Number six, we heard before, this is the action. Do not murder. Number seven, we learned last week. Does anyone remember what this is? It was kind of a new word for some of us, yeah? That's right, don't commit adultery. And today we are up to the eighth commandment. And as we heard read so beautifully to us, the eighth commandment is do not steal. I might want to make a little note, I just said the word steal. And again, today's commandment is don't steal. And I want to teach you the action for this one as well. So can you hold up five fingers with one hand and three fingers with the other hand? So holding up eight fingers. And then with your hand that has five fingers, can you grab the three and then take them away? Like you're stealing those three fingers. Can you do it again? And can you say, what is the eighth commandment? Can you say it out loud for me? Yes. All right, that's good. It'll get in there so that next week when I'm like, hey guys, can you remember the eighth commandment? You'll know it. You might be thinking right now, don't steal. This is an easy one. I pay for everything when I go shopping, and I mean, I wouldn't steal a car or a handbag or a TV, and I definitely wouldn't steal a movie. You might be thinking, I don't do the real kinds of stealing, the ones that might get you arrested, like fraud or kidnapping. So this is easy. Eighth commandment, don't steal, check. But as we have been learning again and again with the Ten Commandments, they aren't just teaching us to do the bare minimum. The Sixth Commandment isn't, don't murder, but every other kind of violence is okay. The Sixth Commandment is teaching us to honor life, to not hurt people at all, but rather to care for people because God cares for people. Similarly, the Eighth Commandment isn't just teaching us not to steal. It's teaching us to honor property, to be honest in all things and live with integrity, to not only avoid stealing what other people have, but to share willingly what we do have. Stealing is gaining something at someone else's unwilling expense. And there are so many examples of stealing. I'm sure you can think of some, maybe like a sibling stealing your toy, or a friend stealing your lunch, being creative with your taxes, scrolling social media while you should be working. The Bible also has many examples of stealing. I'm going to share just some of them now, and also maybe some more modern examples. So in Exodus, it teaches that letting your livestock eat someone else's grass is stealing. I think that means we could say that using your neighbor's Wi-Fi without asking is stealing. Again, in Exodus, it says that if you dig a hole and your neighbor's donkey falls into that hole and gets hurt, the person who dug the hole is responsible for paying to treat the donkey or buying a new donkey if necessary. To not pay would be stealing. A more modern example might be if you accidentally scratch someone's car while you're trying to park, you should leave a note, try to cover the cost. To not do so would be stealing. The Bible says that using dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, quantity is stealing. False advertising is stealing. The Lord says we shouldn't hold back the wages of an employee even overnight. To do so would be to steal. Stealing isn't just about not taking something. The Eighth Commandment isn't just about not taking something. It's about being honest. Honest with our time, honest with our money. I wonder if you could take a moment to think about where in your life you might actually be stealing. Maybe a little bit sneaky to bend the rules, thinking it won't really matter, it won't actually hurt anyone. But our unseen God sees all. But this commandment, it goes even further. Just like the Sixth Commandment is, it's not just don't avoid murder, but protect life. The Seventh Commandment, don't just avoid committing adultery, but honor marriage. The Eighth Commandment teaches us, don't just avoid stealing, but give generously. The Old Testament teaches us that giving is a part of not stealing. In Ezekiel chapter 18, it's talking about the traits of a righteous person, and it says, he does not oppress anyone, but returns what he took in pledge for a loan. He does not commit robbery, but gives his food to the hungry and provides clothing for the naked. He does not lend to them at interest or take a profit from them. The righteous man doesn't steal, but he also gives his food to the hungry and his clothes to the naked. I was talking to a high school student the other day at a lunchtime Christian group that I go to, and they were commenting on how they didn't get to eat some of their lunch and they were upset because someone else ate it. And I was like, well, why did you let this person eat your food? And she responded, they looked hungry. Not everyone has a parent who will pack their lunch. She gets it. Ephesians 4, 25 to 28. Jack read out for us, and I'm going to read it again. Each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. It is important that we earn our resources honestly, that we are allowed to keep and enjoy the things that do belong to us. We don't want our things stolen, so that then we might feel free to share our things with others. The decision to not steal and to be generous becomes easier when we remember that we are the people of God. Everything we have belongs to God. He provides for us, works in us and through us to provide for other members of the body. God said to his people in Deuteronomy, if anyone is poor among your fellow Israelites, that's the people of God, in any of the towns of the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-heartened or tight-fisted toward them. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. The decision to no longer steal includes a decision to share with those in need. Finally, when we read any part of the Bible, we should be thinking about what other parts of the Bible say about that topic, and that's what we've been doing. And when we read any part of the Bible, whether it be the Old Testament or in the New Testament, we should be thinking about Jesus. How does this teach us about Jesus? How does this point to Jesus? How does Jesus fulfill this? So, how does the eighth commandment point to Jesus? How does Jesus fulfill the eighth commandment? Jesus was the perfect human. He never stole anything. And he was generous. So generous that he gave us things that we could never steal. Salvation, eternal life, forgiveness. Jesus lived and died and rose again so that we may live now and forever in right relationship with God. And as we do, we get to express our love for God in our words and our actions, just like Jesus taught his disciples. He said, if you love me, keep my commands. So we keep his commands. May we be generous to the best of our ability as we live in the love and generosity of our Heavenly Father. I hope that you will continue to ponder where you may be able to repent of stealing, to think about how much it might cost us to really be generous. Maybe you'll have a chat over morning tea. Maybe you'll think about it together in your growth groups. I pray, dear Lord, please always be growing us. Amen.